Good morning, Delaware 1059.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa. This is my first time calling in. I just retired July 1st from the public school system, so I've been unable to call in about anything education-wise, you know, in fear of losing my job.
Yeah, that's frowned upon. It's unfortunately frowned upon, I guess, when you speak out publicly about what goes on.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of things kept behind the scenes. And if parents knew exactly what was going on in our public classroom, they would clearly pull their children out. My grandchildren go to a private school because of the fact. And the reason I retired early was really a large part was because of what's happening in our classrooms and what teachers are and are not allowed to do.
And can you explain the bigger problems in the classroom? What are they?
There's absolutely no discipline at all because our hands are tied. Our leaders are afraid of the people behind the IEPs. There is, in a district where I retired, and I don't want to throw it out there, but right. We have students whose behavior is outrageous. And because of that IEP, they're afraid to do anything because the parent threatens with, I have a lawyer, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
My take is call them out on it. You know, the schools have lawyers too. And I witnessed multiple times where students who are there to learn can't learn because of the behaviors of not a lot, but a few. But the few are so severe, and they need to be out. They need to be in a separate setting, and that our hands are tied. We can't do anything with it.
Right. And there are whole legal industries set up just to work with parents like this, I hear.
Oh, you know. Absolutely. There's a law firm here in Delaware that finds out, you know, what kids are they reach out and they'll suck in these parents, and they're constantly going to manifestation meetings and advocating for children. I'm an advocate for children. I've taught my whole life. However, behaviors used to be taken care of at home. They're not. I was a principal, and I had to deal with parents who would come in, and I could show them their student on camera doing something, and they would say, oh, but he didn't do it. You just watched it. Or, well, you know, he doesn't have a father. Or there's excuse after excuse after excuse, and at what point are we going to stop listening to those excuses, holding parents accountable, and if their kids can't act right, then they got to go somewhere else. Someone spoke a couple days ago about the Scared Straight program.
Yes.
I think that would work.
Yeah, that was a great program. If they were allowed to do something like that today, that was
a really great program.
You're
not allowed. And I also listened to someone on your show was talking about why can't kids who are an in-school suspension, like pick up trash around the school, you can't do that. Why not? You know, I watched elementary kids throw their food on the floor in the cafeteria, and God forbid if you ask them to pick it up because they're not going to do it. They're going to cuss at you, and then they're going to say, I'm going to tell my mom. Well, you know, and that's part of the reason why I got out after over 25 years. But still, you know, I wasn't ready to retire, but I also wasn't ready to live another day where I had absolutely no control as an administrator. I couldn't make any decisions. And anything to do with a child with an IEP, you just better forget it because they can do whatever they want and they're going to get away with it.
And
at the expense of other teachers and other kids.
Right. And so what you're pointing out here is how government rules, be it federal, state, whatever, the various different government rules, ended up ruining the classroom. We had a lawmaker call for deregulating the classroom. That would probably be a good step, right?
Absolutely. And two, though, there are public schools in Delaware that do not put up with what other districts do. So it kind of goes back to your leadership and your board and who's going to accept and tolerate what and what are they not going to accept and tolerate. And if you know, I feel like if you put your foot down from the beginning, then if people know. They know what the expectations are, and there are rules, and there are regulations, but we're not holding anyone accountable at any capacity, and at clearly at the parent side. Parents are not held accountable to provide school supplies for their children, school uniform for their children, lunch, breakfast. They're not even responsible for their behaviors anymore. It's all blamed on the school, or it's the school's responsibility. Then give the schools the ability to do what they need to do to get things going right.
And again, the atmosphere is such that, you know, no wonder you retired early, right? And it's difficult for other teachers. It would be a big problem. A teacher pay is one thing, but there seems like this is a bigger reason for teachers not wanting to teach.
It's bigger than the pay. I mean, yes, that would make it a little bit better, but there's no respect for public educators. There's no respect for teachers, the whole system. It's just not a respected profession anymore, and it used to be, and it could be, but at this point, I don't see any turning back. I mean, it would take more than is available in the public school system right now. You couldn't pay me to go back to work in the public school system. I retired in July, making a significant amount of money. I have a doctorate degree. I was an administrator, and I'm working now for $16 an hour just to do something, and I'm so happy, and I don't have any stress. I don't have any parents to deal with, no crazy children, and I go to work when I want to, and I'm so happy, and I left that behind. But God help the poor people who are just going into the profession.
Wow, and so thankful that you're willing to speak up, because how would parents or the general public know this without people who are willing to say such a thing on the air? You know what I mean? I mean, it's great to hear your call.
I've been waiting 25 years to make this call, and I'm so glad I got a chance to. Parents need to get involved. They need to get in those classrooms. They need to listen to their children. Too many parents, like, they'll listen to their kids. And like my parents, I would say something happened in school, and they'd say, no. Yeah, it did, and you better get in there and check it out. And I know, like, just you said, like, put kids in private school. You know, it's expensive, but we also have to figure out, you know, what's important to us. Education as an educator, you know, that was my main priority for my kids. And I did pull them out of one district and put them in another. And private school is not an option for everyone. But if you can, I say do it, or at least get in there, get involved, find out what's happening, listen to your kid, ask your kid what's happening in the classroom, and really take that time to sit down and listen, because it sounds crazy, some of the stories that kids tell, but they're telling the truth.
Lisa, thanks for the call. Stay in touch. I appreciate you very much. Have a good. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Dan Gaffney, Delaware 105.9. Welcome to the program. Hi.